John, this is a move that's going to get the tongues wagging on both sides of the 420. Tell us how it all came about.
Yes, I was aware of the interest quite early, and it was important that I speak to the manager and the management staff. And as soon as I saw their desire in what the project is for this football club, you know, that was the big pull, and I know that it will be a success this season.
You've been on their radar for a little while under Michael Appleton before Pep Clotet came in and took over. Did you speak to both managers at some stage?
Yes. I had a word with both managers, and both had shared the same desire for the club. And you could see that the club is only going in one way, and that's to the top.
When did you make up your mind that you wanted to leave Swindon?
I think it was probably after the season finished. I had time to think about it, speak with my agent, and think of the next move. Yeah.
Swindon getting relegated, Oxford solid season last season. Maybe clubs going in the opposite trajectory. Maybe.
Yeah, it was tough last season. You know, because I feel the players were great. It is a great club, Swindon, but we weren't good enough during the course of the season. You could just see when we play Oxford. You know, it's great to see the passion from both fans, and you could tell Oxford were always going to be a great side, and I'm surprised they didn't get to the playoffs.
You've seen the passion of the fans up close in that derby. It's quite a heated derby. Not everyone outside the area really understands how passionate it is. Were you always impressed by the passion of the Oxford fans?
Yes, as a player, you want those these sort of games, because it brings out the competitiveness, and that's why we all play, you know, to compete against one another. And when you see fans enjoy themselves, and of course, you know, it's a rivalry, so it always makes a good game.
You're on Twitter at the moment. Are you going to be keeping your notifications off for a little while?
No. You know, I understand what can happen. But yes, I'm on Twitter. Yeah.
Is that something, being a former Swindon player, you feel you've got to maybe win the fans over a bit more? Is it clean slate, new manager, you know, everything starts fresh now?
Yeah, I think as a player, it's like clean slate, new club. Yeah, it's a very big club. And I was very just impressed with just speaking to the assistant manager even, and also the manager and the management staff. You could just tell they have that passion to take the club to the top.
What do you bring to the team?
I feel my experience I bring to the team. I feel they identified what my strengths were as a target man and a number nine, a mobile striker. So I'm able to adapt to any sort of game.
You'll be reasonably familiar with the squad that's you'll be joining as well?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you play against them, you know certain players, and you could see, even in analysis, you can see how other people play, the other players play. And of course, Wes had a stint at Swindon before. So, yeah, it'll be good, and I feel I will settle in very quickly.